we mentioned mush. What's the difference? Well, what's grits? I was in Georgia.
Grits are. Did you using this flake hominy, haven't you?
No, I don't know. No.
It's in the stores. It's it is the. That's just one of those beagles, but I thought it was a wasp when I saw it come by.
Let it
crawl on your hand. It is a hominy that is made and kind of, I don't know what they do to it, but it is cooked and then spread out on a table some way to dry. Mm-hmm. And then it keeps like that after it's dry.
It's flaky.
Flaky. We used to
used to
get it in bulk a long time ago before things got sanitary, and then you cooked it. Now that grit is that ground up. I discovered this last year when I was in Georgia that they ground this. It's this flake hominy ground up into small bits and then cooked. Now you cook the flake hominy and. Oh, I quite often cooked it and poured it in a pan and then sliced it and fried it. And it is really good.
Dip it in egg, beat the egg up, dip it in egg, and fry it in breakfast grease. I believe it's about as good eating as I ever ate, but I don't know if it's like those grits. We never did have one when I was a kid in Georgia.
Well, everybody eats them now. Every time I've ever been there, they have them.
Well, don't eat oatmeal, just eat grits. At my nephew's, they had oatmeal every God bless his morning. His wife said, Uncle Guy, do you like oatmeal? And I said, no, not very well. She said, well, I have to cook it every morning. And he said, I'd give anything in the world if I didn't have to cook that stuff.
Well, anyway.
Next place we went, they had grits.
They don't cook oatmeal that I can eat.
It's a mush.
They cook it thick and, I don't know, kind of. Overcook it.
Careful, no. I know what you mean.
But I like oatmeal, just this quick cooking oatmeal, just put it in, do the 2 minutes and 3 minutes, have good cream and sugar, and have it real hot in the wintertime. I don't care much about oatmeal in the warm weather, but every once in a while we'll eat it once or twice a week in the winter when the weather's cold and really enjoy it.
Yeah, but I don't want it for breakfast.
Not the kind that they fix back there.
Mm-hmm. If something isn't artificial, you say it's what?
Natural.
Or, well, how about leather?
What?
How about leather?
Leather.
Uh-huh. Somebody might say, is that artificial leather? You say, no, this is
imitation.
No, it wouldn't be imitation if it wasn't artificial, would it? You said if it wasn't artificial.
Yeah, it's not artificial.
What? It'd just be the natural state, I guess.
Genuine?
Genuine, yes. But natural, I think, would come nearer.
Do you have sand plums around here?
A few. They're not right here.
Do you use those for anything?
Well, they make jelly out of them.
They make a red jelly, don't they?
Well, yes, but there's a plum that we call the Chickasaw plum here that grows on a tree, a wild plum. Down in the creek bottoms.
You never ate any jelly if you didn't ever eat any. You got any of it made?
I don't know whether there's any or not.
I wish you tasted. It's the best jelly I ever saw. I know I didn't get 2 cents for all I ever saw, but it sure is good.
Well, they ripen in the fall, and they really make a pretty red jelly.
This is red
jelly. Just as tart as it can be. It's just, oh, you can't. You have to dilute that juice. You can't use the straight plum juice. It just takes the skin off your mouth. It's so sour.
A lot of pectin in there. Huh? Yeah. Is it pectin that does that?
Pectin that makes it.